appears in green letters over grass, the grasshopper and the ants. A grasshopper wearing a top hat, coat and tails, red vest and bow tie, plays a fiddle happily and jumps between his feet amongst colorful flowers. He spits and taps one foot, then hops back and forth on his heels. Along the ground, kicking out his legs in front of him. Then he tiptoes up a stem of bluebells and tosses up his hat. As he jumps to a mushroom cap, the hat lands on his head. He sets his fiddle on another mushroom, tosses up his coattails, and sits. He pulls a green leaf from a nearby branch and takes a bite. Then he picks a bluebell and drinks liquid from it. He throws the bitten leaf away and plucks another. He lifts it to his mouth, then gapes instead at a colony of ants hurriedly loading food into a tree. Some carry peas, acorns, and cherries. Two ants saw slices off a carrot, while others roll the slices toward the tree. Two more ants pry corn kernels from the cob, while others load them into tiny wheelbarrows. An ant in a red cap pulls a cherry cart stuck in the mud by a rope. He runs, gripping the rope, then snaps it and falls in the mud. Holding his fiddle, the grasshopper jumps off the mushroom. The ant in the red cap looks over at him and he sits.
Come here, son. Listen, the good book says the Lord provides. There's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work. No, sir. Not me. Oh, the world owes us a living. Oh, the world owes us a living. You should soil your Sunday pants like those other foolish ants. Come on, let's play and sing and dance.
The grasshopper stomps his foot and kicks out his legs, seated on his abdomen. He spins on it and spits. In front of him, the ant dances, kicking out his legs as well. He spins on his abdomen, then spits. Meanwhile, a royal procession of ants approaches. The lead ant carries a flag with a shovel and pick on it, followed by two ants blowing flower horns, then two guards carrying axes on staffs. Behind them, the queen ant sits atop a litter carried by two subjects. She stands as she spots the grasshopper and dancing ant. The ants lower her litter, one bowing as she steps on its back, then to the ground. He carries her long train as she heads over to the ant and the grasshopper. The ant dances to the queen obliviously. He touches her staff, faces her, then bows to her. He runs past the grasshopper to his stuck cart, which he picks up over his head and darts away with. The queen glowers at the grasshopper.
Hi, queenie!
You'll change that tune when winter comes and the ground is covered with snow.
Oh, winter time's a long way off. Do you dance? Let's go. Oh, the world owes us a living. Oh, the world owes us a living. You should soil your Sunday pants like those other foolish ants. Come on, let's play and sing and dance.
The queen turns on her heel and leaves. The grasshopper dances and skips away, playing his fiddle. Now he continues to dance beneath orange and red leaves, kicking his legs exuberantly. A leaf falls behind him. Later, he skips beneath tattered brown leaves and past a dandelion with only a few remaining puffy seeds. Wind blows the leaves and seeds from the plants, exposing the gray sky. At the tree, the ant colony rushes leaves and food into the multiple tiny doors in the trunk. As snow falls and dead leaves blow by, the last ant hurries inside and shuts the door. Smoke wafts from a chimney. Elsewhere, the grasshopper trudges through the snow, holding his coat tightly around him. A red scarf on his neck billows behind him as thick snowflakes fall. He looks up at barren, snow-covered stems around him longingly. He pulls out the hem of his pants and looks in them, then tightens his belt. ahead, a brown leaf with holes in it trembles on a branch.
Food! Food!
He runs over to it, drooling. As he wipes his mouth, the wind whips the leaf from the tree into the air, and it blows away. The grasshopper looks sadly at his belt and inches it tighter. He picks up his fiddle from the snow and tucks it under his arm. He holds onto his hat as he hikes in place in the deep snow, his light green body darkening. He trudges forward, then walks in place again, his body turning blue. Reaching out, he collapses into the snow. He presses onto his hands, then gapes at the ant's tree ahead of him. His tongue hangs out as he crawls toward the door and places his hand on it. He peers in the door window. Inside, the ants eat and cheers glasses at tables filled with food, their queen on her throne at the front of the room. Outside, the grasshopper knocks on the door, then falls face first into the snow. The door opens and a group of ants bring him and his fiddle in. Inside, the ants plop his feet and the end of his abdomen into buckets of steaming water. They put a blanket on his shoulders. One holds a bowl of soup as another spoons some into his mouth. As he eats, he gradually turns from blue to his normal light green color. Glaring, the queen steps off her throne and comes over to him as the guards watch nervously. The ants feeding him run off as their queen stands before him. He drops the blanket and pulls his collar.
Oh, Madam Queen, wisest of ants, don't throw me out. Please give me a chance.
With ants, just those who work may stay. So take your fiddle.
She hands him his fiddle. He takes it and his hat as a tear falls from his eye.
And play.
His eyes widen and he grins. He stomps his foot in the water bucket. All of the ants dance as he plays. The one in the red cap kicks out his legs and spins on the end of his abdomen. A group of eager ants surrounds the grasshopper.
I owe the world a living. I owe the world a living. I've been a fool all year long. Now I'm singing a different song. You were right. I was wrong.
Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Laura Post.